you look outside, aren't you? You're glad you got the Wednesday meets. You had a, it was a cooler day, but otherwise you got out of the way. Prom's this weekend. Don't have to worry about anything, right?
Yeah, for sure. Kind of the weather hit at the right time. We got a lot of time off from Wednesday to next Friday where we have our pack. So, yeah, definitely got a decent amount of practice here coming up. And, yeah, a little bit of rain on the weekend won't hurt anything.
That's maybe about the only thing. I don't know if it's too long of a break or, you know, because it's Wednesday to the following Friday. But if you got some nagging pulls, muscle pulls or injuries, something like that, you got plenty of time to rest them up before conference, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And then it, you know, gives us a little bit of time to take a couple steps back and, you know, work on some drills and kind of fine tune some things going here down to the end of the season. So. Yeah, I had some good practices the last couple of days and hope to continue that next week.
And, of course, with prom on a Saturday, sometimes the hangover, what I mean about that is kids staying out all night and stuff like that. I didn't mean, never mind, forget, I got myself in trouble with that comment. Anyway, they stay out all night. They're a little bit tired on Sunday into Monday, so you got extra time to get yourself back in shape, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And then we'll be able to, yeah, kind of turn and build it off the rest of the week there and get going. But, yeah, looking forward to conference on Friday for sure.
The Hitchcock County invite, Coach, it wasn't a big meet. It's never, you know, four or five teams, but the teams have some quality kids. And your girls and your boys, you had some PRs that day. And I think you had a school record, if I'm not mistaken, that day as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It's, you know, we've had a pretty competitive schedule so far and with quite a few teams. And so it was nice just to kind of have a little bit of a smaller meet. It goes a little quicker, throws, you know, some – a little bit of different experiences in with the timing of every event. So it's always a good meet down there. They do a great job of running it. And I thought kids performed really, really well. Anastasia Gallegos has been working really hard and was able to cut some time down. She'd already broke the 300-meter hurdle record a couple times this year. And she'd been really working to get it down under 50 and was able to run a 49.71. So broke her own school record again, and then she ran in the 100-meter hurdles second time under 16. So she's getting that down there as well. She's sitting really well, top, you know, 10 in the state in both of those. So and I think she can still cut time. So she's, you know, she's excited, and we're very pleased with how she's prepared there and put herself in a good position.
And really, in the highs, didn't have any competition. Really, didn't have anybody pushing her at all. And she still ran under 16.
Yeah, and that's kind of was her comment, I think, before. There wasn't really going to be a lot of competition there, but she's able to push herself, and she's running those really smoothly, so very excited for that.
She also runs on that short relay, still hanging right around that the 52s, running those pretty much every meet. I know they want to get a little faster, don't they?
Yeah, they've been running some great times. We've shuffled some things around there and have been consistently in the low 52s the last few meets, and yeah, the school record's right at 51.98, and I think they've got that in their sights for sure. And I have no doubt they'll be able to get to that fairly easily here. I think as long as they, you know, they've been working really hard, they've been working on their handoffs. I think it'll all come together, and we'll run a great time.
Some of your sprinters are right there at each and every meet, getting into the finals each and every time, and doing some increasing and improving their times all the time too, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got Alyssa, Rylan, and Allison in the 100, and they've been working real hard there. They've been cutting some time there. Alyssa got third, and Rylan fourth, and then Allison just outside of medaling. They only, since it's a little smaller meet, they only medal five, so a little bit condensed in the scoring. But I'm very pleased with how they've been running in the 100, and then Rylan and Allison both in the 200 as well. Rylan's been working to cut some time there. She's gotten the 27s for the first time last meet, and then just missed it here on the in the 200, but still was able to put together a third place by just a little bit. She's just behind the other two, I think, Hitchcock County girls. So very pleased with how her sprinters have been performing.
Stick with the girls on the field events. I know Aspen Billiter and the high jump is went up to 5.3. Didn't quite, you know, Hitchcock County get up there. Maybe the little cooler weather was the cause, but she continues once again to move on up that high jump chart.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. It was pretty cool morning with the wind for sure, and you know, a little bit different. There wasn't going to be a ton of maybe competition there at the upper heights for her. So, you know, high jumps is also an event where it's, you know, every time's not going to be your best, you know, your best results. So She's doing a great job there. She's performing really well, and I, you know, she's got a lot of potential there to, you know, finish a little bit higher than she's gone. So she's done well there. She set the meet record in the triple jump as well, and she ran the 300 hurdles for the second time, and she ran a time that put her number two all time in school history. So I think she's got some great potential in the 300s as well. She's got some things she can fix to cut even more time. I think she'll be, you know, pushing real close to even Anastasia, and that'd be a great 1-2 combo there in the 300 hurdles.
She, and not to pick on Aspen a little bit, because all the kids, when you don't have a lot of teams involved, sometimes you're going from event to event with little time, and she was going from the high jump over the triple jump and maybe back the high jump, and then going from this. A lot of kids kind of had to do that. When you don't have a lot of teams, your time to rest is cut down a little bit more.
Yeah, and she's she likes to compete, and she's not one to wait and take a little break. So she likes to go, which is fine. But that small meet can kind of wear you down a little bit. But yeah, she had a great meet. Very pleased with how she performed.
Your vaulters continue to do great things each and every meet for you.
Yeah, Rylan and Alyssa have been doing a great job. Rylan had a great meet here at Hitchcock. I think her previous PR was 8.2, and she got all the way up to 9.6 and was making some really good attempts at 10 foot. So I think it's coming together for her. Really excited to see where she can go. Alyssa has been doing really well, and she's, I think, fine-tuning a couple things. And when she works on that, I think that she'll be right there with Rylan as well. So, vault's been going really well, and excited to see where they can go.
And just stick with that event going to the boys' side. I know Gage Hammond and Aiden Jones from Medicine Valley had a kind of a back-and-forth battle in that vault, and both going 12-6. And I do believe that's PRs, for both of them.
Yeah, they've been kind of going head-to-head all year. I think they're pretty much every meet they're going against each other, and it's a great competition. Those guys get along really well, and they like to compete against each other. I think it came down to previous. I think they both made 12-6 and then missed at the next height, but came down to the previous height, and I think Aiden made it one vault sooner than Gage. But definitely a PR for both of them, and I know they're excited. Especially Gage is excited to keep going. He's been working on some other poles, and you know, I have full confidence he'll get over 13 here next couple of meets. So he's been working hard, and he's putting himself in a good position.
And both went over the 12-foot mark, which was the meet record on that. So I know Aiden will probably have it since he was first place, but both did clear 12 feet. Both really broke the meet record, didn't they?
Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, comes down to who comes out on first or on top. And, you know, Gage is fine with that. He's real excited. He got 12-6, and that, you know, bumped him up higher on our all-time charts. He was fifth at 12-4, and that just bumps him up a little bit. I think if he get, you know, 13-2, he'll be way up there. So excited to see where he can go.
Jacob Barber ran a PR in the 800 that race at Hitchcock County.
Yeah, he did. He ran about a 4-5 second PR there. Wanted to see what he could do in the 400, but they were too close to each other with a quick meet moving through that. Excited to see. He's going to continue to cut some time in that. Caleb Heskett also PR'd in the 800 and also the mile, which was good to see. He got under 6 minutes for the first time. I think he cut about, you know, 10 seconds off. So both those guys ran really well in the middle distances.
And you get some other kids that we talked about it in our conversations here. It's you got a young bunch. You got a lot of freshmen, sophomores still new at varsity track and field, and including in the throws. But your throwers continue to do some good things, girls and boys.
Yeah, our throwers are doing a great job. Just comes down to being, you know, consistent and, you know, fine-tuning a couple things. But Colin Day's been throwing really well for us. I think he tied his PR in the discus. Anyway, he's pretty excited about that. I think he would have liked to get at least an inch farther so he could PR officially. But it was good to see him get back to that height or that distance. Jackson's been coming on for us, and he's going to, I think, continue to improve there. On the girls' side, Atlee didn't really have the best day that she wanted to in discus, but she had some great throws that were just a little bit out of bounds. And she's been working so hard that when she can just get a little more on balance, I think it's all going to come together for her. Kira's had some, she's been consistently in the 80s in discus for us, and she'll be, I think when she can fine-tune a couple things, she'll be right there as well. So I'm definitely excited for our throwers. They've been working hard. But, yeah, it's just a really young bunch, and it's going to take a little bit of time to kind of put it all together.
And one, we've talked about what Trenton Williams, one of your lone seniors. I know he long jumped, I think, for the first time this year there at Hitchcock County and continues to run against some really good sprinters in the sprint fields as well.
Yeah, he's been doing a great job for us in the sprints. It's just, yeah, it's been a really, really competitive field. This whole area is really fast, boys and girls. And, we were kind of, I was kind of looking through some stuff with Gage. He's been running the 100 for us, trying to prep for pole vault a little bit. And he was kind of looking through a couple years ago. He would have, you know, been in finals in the 100 at districts, and now he'd be sitting like 20th. So it's just become really competitive, and which is good to go against all that competition, but it's just so tough to, anytime you can get a medal in the sprints, it's an accomplishment because of how fast this area is.
Conference meet, Coach, coming up a week from yesterday up at Sutherland, and that's going to be, last year we know it was a great one to watch, and this one's going to be another dynamite meet to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, adding two more teams, and the quality of every team is just unbelievable. If you look at the top 10 charts in pretty much every event in the state in Class D or Class C, you know, our athletes from RPAC are up there, and some of them it's, you know, half of the top 10. So it's going to be super competitive. It'll be a great thing if you're into watching track and field. It'll be a great meet to go see. It's at Sutherland, so they do a great job. It's a great venue, so very excited to go compete and see where we fall.
Yep, that's going to be a fun one to watch, no question. You have any entries here from Monday for the JV meet? I didn't know if you were doing that or not.
Yeah, we'll have a few. Okay. We got a few, our freshmen, sophomores, throwers, a couple jumpers, and maybe a hurdler or two. So some of the younger kids to go get an extra meet where they might not be able to compete in the events they want to at RPAC. So just to get them a little bit extra practice. But, yeah, we'll have a couple or a few come up on Monday.
And then the following week is the best in the Midwest, I do believe, is Sutherland. Yeah, you'll have some kids that will probably qualify for that.
Yeah, it's always kind of interesting to see, but they don't finalize anything till Monday night, the night before. But, yeah, we should have a decent amount of kids that should qualify, and it's always a really fun meet, and it's real fun to go compete against the eight best people in each event in the area, and they do a really good job with medal ceremonies, and their medals are really, really cool. So it's a great experience for the kids, and it'll be fun to see who all gets to go.